This is not so long, but that time.
On culture and administration. Kurt Forster.
Well, there it is. It's not quite not the same everywhere, but it's a virulent issue, I think, which you encounter in many places. But the curious thing is it hits everybody, whether you are prepared for your job, whether you know how to do it, whether you deliver on time and on budget or not, it really makes no difference. It's this budget and scheduling is held over your head as a kind of cudgel.
Francesco Dalco.
Well, in 1976, the Biennale started again after 1968, when it was closed. And it remained closed for a while. And afterwards, they changed the structure of the entire institution. And basically, what they did was to give to three directors the job to do everything. And for this reason, Gregotti was running both art and architecture. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, it was mandatory to have a committee, one for art and one for architecture. And I was in the committee for architecture. And at the beginning, we didn't open the 1976. We didn't even open the giardini, the pavilions, because it was just a kind of there was a kind of fear that to open again the ancient Biennale could create some problems and some troubles. And this was a decision which was taken by the administrators at this time, and so we started to open new spaces in the city, which was the trend which went ahead during the afterwards, always happened that. And afterwards there was not so much an engagement about social, it was the attempt from my side to establish for the first time the idea that an architectural biennale could have the same status of the art biennale, and so competing with it. Mm-hmm. And obviously the quantity of money we had in this time was absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And everything changed during the last years when I was no more a director or involved in the biennale. And the structure of the administration system was very, very different from now. Yeah. It was, the board of administrators was gigantic. They were 20, 25 people. And so the role, if you have such a big body of administrators, they just take general decision, you know. And afterwards, the role of the director instead was very, very important, which is not now true anymore, because they have very few time to work, you know. Yeah. They work in few months and they are depending a lot from the manager who is running the Biennale, because now the director of the president of the Biennale is a kind of general manager, and mm-hmm. he organizes everything. So the model changed completely during the last years, and I was practically one of the last, probably the last director who was running the Biennale with this big body mm-hmm. of administrators. And so all the decision was mm-hmm. on myself. And I was in charge for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So it implies yeah. that you had a lot of time to work.
4 years to prepare for the Biennale?
No.
Because you did two
editions of the Biennale. Yeah. And the big difference was that the quantity of time you had, and the fact that you had much more power, because afterwards I explain you something, I had much more power than the director have now, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. But it was a direct relationship between the quantity of power I had and the small amount of money I had. And so this was the big problem. And the small amount of money implies the fact that people do not always think in these terms, that a lot of money of the Biennale comes not from the Italian government or from the Italian institution, but from the commitment of the foreigner countries, because they paid for their pavilion. And so my great work was, my major work was to convince the foreigner people, the foreigner countries, to invest money in the Biennale. And, oh, sorry, I have to close it. And so this is the big difference. Another big difference happened in the history of the Biennale when Portuguese did, and I think that he had really a very important idea, because when in 1976 we opened the Magazzini del Sale, the Biennale was all in the an ancient building. This was the idea, to recuperate, to use the Biennale as a tool to recuperate spaces abandoned in the town. After these experiences we did in 1976, when Portuguese came, when Portuguese was the director, not when he was the president, but when he was the director, he had the great idea to start to open the Corderie.
Vittorio Gregotti.
The problem of money, I don't know now, but in the moment of when we are in Venice, it was absolutely impossible. Or practically all my assistant and like that, they arrive without money. Yeah. Only the... They pay the journey and the
Francesco Dalco.
The board of administrators, which was so big, they were political people. They were the party, the trade unions and everything, that they were representative of this interest. But apparently this is something which is very... which is very unhealthy for an institution. In realtà, was extremely healthy, because they were fighting each other, and afterwards we did what we wanted.
Aaron Betsky.
You know, when I gave up trying to be an architect many years ago and decided to organize stuff, you learn that organizing stuff means that you confront these kind of difficulties. And I actually found the difficulties, given the scale of the operation, not nearly as large as I had feared. You have to... It was easier for me than for the architects. I had to explain to the architects, who would run in optimistically and say, oh, we'll do this. And I said, okay, now remember little things like the fact that it costs as much to ship a container full of material from Shanghai to Mestre, the port of Venice, as it then costs to get the material from Mestre into the Biennale. It's, you know, it's a very complicated situation. Not my problem, their problem. So once you understand those parameters, I don't think it was nearly as difficult as I thought.
Kurt Forster.
Basically, you know, you have to understand, of course, in Venice probably, what is a natural tendency to cling to things the way they are is becoming hysterical, right? Mm-hmm. Because in Venice, nothing does you the favor, right? So we are now below 50,000 permanent residents, can you imagine, as a tax base and so forth. But we're expecting 4 more million visitors. So the entire town has become purely a theater. The people who are still living there, if they're not students, are involved in maintaining the theater. There's nobody living in Venice who is not either engaged in maintaining and servicing it as a tourist destination, or is a student, happens to be a student.